On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU softball team back in action this weekend in St. Cloud. Went 1-3 in St. Paul about a week and a half ago, joined by junior outfielder Nicole Dupay. Had four runs batted in a win against Minnesota State Moorhead. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you personally like playing inside on turf, or doesn't it really matter?
I'd prefer to be outside, but it's a lot better than the glass concrete, that's for sure.
early season, do you find it okay to hit inside since you've been in a batting cage hitting pretty much the entire winter where it's not too big of a challenge?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's a difference in just how the atmosphere is being enclosed in a batting cage compared to being in an open dome. But we did all right coming out within the bats. We had two freshmen with two home runs and a senior with a home run. I think that's like our total of home runs from last year, just within four games, so it's already looking up for us.
As an outfielder, what kind of challenges are there? Not only playing inside with a roof over your head, but just depth perception and shadows and everything else that playing inside kind of throws your way?
With preseason, we have it in the glass, which is hard to work on pop flies in there. And so depth perception is pretty off. The lighting in domes kind of makes it harder, too, to read the ball. But our outfielders did all right this weekend. We got a lot of outs, and we just need to work more on with the wind, I think, once we get outside. So,
you guys played Moorhead twice. You lost to them the first day, came back and beat them then the second day. What was the difference from the first day to the second day against them?
Errors. We cleaned up the errors in the infield and outfield, and our bats came alive. We had a lot of hits and a lot of RBIs on.
You guys obviously graduated a great pitcher last year in Courtney. It's not like Sarah Lampe is a bad pitcher. She pitched a lot for you last year, too. But what did you notice about her that she maybe changed from her first pitching performance to the second one where she got the win?
Lampe's been working really hard this year with her motion and her skills. And she's gotten a lot better since last year, knowing that she has to fill the role of what left. And really, I think just her mentality the second game was what got her through.
Softball can be a really mental game, too. If you're scuffling offensively, it seems like the pitcher's all that closer to you. If things are going good, it seems like you're trying to hit a beach ball there. How difficult is it as a player to put one maybe poor at-bat aside and go out the next time and be productive?
Oh, it's really difficult. You just can't let a bad at-bat get you down. You just got to keep going, because if you let one error get to you, you're going to ruin all the rest of it for your team. You got to stay positive and keep up with it.
What are you guys hoping to improve upon as a team again this weekend?
I think we're going to try and continue our batting, which has been really good, and fielding errors, just eliminating those.
You guys play these two weekends inside, then you're going to go on a trip south, then you're going to come back here, and there's probably still going to be a foot of snow on the ground. How difficult is that?
The weather change is what gets us, I think. We get down there and we're sweating. We're like, oh my God, I'm not used to this weather. Then we come up here and we play in like 30-degree weather. So it's just the difference between what you're wearing, pretty much like the layers of clothing, and knowing how to work with that.
Good luck this weekend and enjoy the trip south.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU softball team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.